Good morning, Dallas Stars hockey fans. It's Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. I do want to apologize that I may have not been keeping up with this as well as I could this year, and I'll do better down the stretch. This morning, good news, Stars fans. Scott Wedgwood is going down to be loaned to the Texas Stars for a rehab assignment, which is wonderful news because I know we had Matt Murray and we had a couple goaltenders kind of fill in. They're getting their legs wet into the NHL game. But obviously, Matt Murray wasn't ready for it. He did okay. But now we're going to have our true backup again, which what it sounds like, he'll go down, have an assignment there. If all goes well, let's cross our fingers. Hopefully he'll fly in tomorrow with the team to play against Colorado. I hope he won't start that night, but he'll be the backup to help Ottinger out. We have the Arizona Coyotes tonight, which we've done exceptionally well this year against. But once again, with it only being 8 games of the season left, you can't sit there and believe that every game's easy and you got to play your game. Chicago was a wonderful example. I know that Chicago is pretty much depleted and they've pretty much given up and decided that they're just waiting for the Connor Bednar lottery, I guess. Everyone's looking for that number one overall pick. The teams that know they're not going to make the playoffs are probably just giving up anyway. But I'm really glad in that game I saw defense again. I saw people getting back to the puck. I saw better positioning in that game. 4-1 victory. I still felt like we could have played better at times, but just looked like a more complete game and a confidence builder. And then, of course, the other night, Minnesota beats Colorado, puts us back in second. But it's kind of scary how well Minnesota's playing without their best player right now. So that's an interesting scenario. And I think we're done playing Minnesota this year. And hopefully we can focus on tonight's game, win like we need to, win like we should, because this is a game we should annihilate Arizona tonight. I hate to be rude, but you know, it's just there's some teams that you just got to go in and take care of business. Unfortunately, we should have done that at home against Vancouver, and we've already talked about Vancouver and how it doesn't make sense, but hey, you know, we're here. We're still in the top three. We're just fighting for playoff positioning at this point. So grateful that we're not talking wild card right now. But tonight's game doesn't start till 9:30, so it's going to be a little late night for me. And I probably won't get back to you guys till probably tomorrow morning or afternoon. But the good news is we got Scott Wedgwood in a rehab assignment. He's doing what he needs to do to get back on our team. I know that Otter's young and healthy, but this is a different NHL. You have to have a quality backup goaltender to be successful in this league. And Wedgwood is that guy. He's proven that he's good. And we need him. And I know when it comes playoff time, Otter's going to be the guy. They don't do tandem goaltending in the playoffs. They pick their best and they put their best against their best. And right now, we've just got to make sure that we keep people healthy. We've been really grateful this year to have very few injuries. And for the most part, everyone's taking care of themselves. I mean, I don't know how long Mason Marchman's going to be out. They're saying that he might be hitting us towards the very end of the season, but we really could use his presence. I mean, what was so frustrating was he was getting goals and getting points right before he got injured. He started to turn it around a bit. I know he'd been on that slump for a while, but we really could use his toughness. I mean, he's not just a goal scorer. He's a guy that won't put up with a lot of crap down the stretch either. And when come playoff time, you need a physical guy like that. Anyway, this is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Come on back, Wedgie. We need you.